Well, I have the great privilege of being able to talk with Mary Jackowski this morning, as I've gotten a chance to get to know her for the last number of years, and have had a great time talking about her love for the Lord and her burden for other women. And it's coming in the form of a Bible study, and I'm excited that you've got another one in the works, right, Mary?
Right, that's right, Pete, and I am so excited about that, too.
Yeah, this Bible study for women is very special. It's unique, and there's been a lot of growth from women who come out of this Bible study. Why don't you summarize what the study, what do you call it?
The Bible study is called Surrendering the Secret. It's written by Pat Layton, and it's published by Lifeway. And it's an 8-week Bible study that takes women who've had abortions and takes them through 8 weeks of dealing with past anger, dealing with past anger, guilt, shame that they're dealing with, and helps them to find freedom and hope and redemption with Christ. And it's very Bible based. And so we take the women through this 8-week journey, and they don't go alone. We go with them. And so it's very powerful, and the women that have gone through it have just have had so much freedom that they've not been able to experience previously.
Right. How long have you been doing these Bible studies?
We started, we did the first one in 2019 out at New Hope Church, and then I did two in 2020 at Bayview Church, and we're doing another one at Bayview Church coming up. Mm-hmm. March 31st.
Yeah. So how do you get the word out? I mean, obviously you're here.
I know.
You're getting the word out, but I mean, this is not something you put in the paper or on a billboard or anything, is it? I mean,
no, it's not.
Is a lot of it word of mouth?
A lot of it is word of mouth. I have brochures at certain churches that we'll send out. Grand Traverse Area Right to Life is a huge help. They sent out an email to all the churches in the area with the brochure to try and promote it within their churches.
Yeah. So what has prompted you to have this passion to reach out to these women?
Because I have personally experienced abortion in my life, and it's caused a deep pain and regret that that plagued me for years, and I would never talk about it. And it was through a Bible study that another woman led that I attended for post-abortive women, where I found healing and hope through Christ.
Wow. Again, Mary Jackowski's my guest this morning here on the Pete in the Morning Show. We're talking about the Surrendering the Secret Bible study for post-abortive women. And, you know, the name of the Bible study itself lends for a lot of discussion, doesn't it? Surrendering the Secret.
It does. It does. Many women, it's a secret that they think they'll die with. They don't want to tell anyone because deep down, I think we all know it's wrong. And a lot of women feel like they don't have a choice, and some of them are forced into the situation. And so it's something that they're shameful of and they regret. And so they hide it. And they hide it so much that it causes all sorts of emotional and just trauma.
Yeah.
It's a very traumatic experience for a woman.
Well, this very important Bible study being offered here soon. When is it taking place?
The first class is March 31st. It's at Bayview Church, and it's from 10 a.m. to noon, and it's an 8-week study. So there's still time to sign up if someone wanted to attend.
How do they do that?
They can contact me personally. My cell phone number is 231-633-9994. They can call Bayview Church. They can put them in touch with me. Or they can email me. My email is molom, it's M-O-H-L-O-M, which is more of him, less of me, at hotmail.com.
Okay. We're going to continue to talk with Mary throughout the program today about the Surrendering the Secret Bible Study for Post-Abortive Women. Stay tuned. We'll have her on with more information about this as we continue with more music on WLJN's Pete in the Morning. Thanks for joining me on the Pete in the Morning show here on 89.9, 107.9 FM. And Mary Jakowski is in studio with me this morning. She's talking about the Surrendering the Secret Ladies Bible Study, a very important and pointed conversation during these particular meetings, because those who attend this Bible study are post-abortive women. And Mary, you know, with your testimony that we heard recently, you have a deep investment in this study, don't you, because of your own personal life?
I do. I want to see women healed like I've been healed, and I want them to experience God's grace and mercy and forgiveness for their past abortion.
Mm, wow. And this kind of help isn't quite available, is like other kinds of therapeutic help and you know, counseling and things like that. This is a unique thing.
It's a very unique Bible study, and there aren't a lot of people doing it in our area, and so it's something that most women, when they come, they're like, oh my gosh, more people should be doing this. And so it's a growing ministry across the U.S. and internationally. But it's so needed. Mm-hmm. And there's so many, there's millions and millions of post-abortive women. And for every woman, there's a man. So it's astronomical how many are hurt by this.
So how many women normally go to these kind of Bible studies? How many women do attend to this?
I would like to have a group of six women. I like to keep it small and confidential so that they feel safe, because mm-hmm. they need to feel like their secret is safe.
Sure.
in this small little group. But it gives them a group of women that have all been where they're at, that they can confide in and share with and cry with.
Yeah. Is it usually in someone's home or your home? Or?
This is actually, it's at Bayview Church.
Oh, okay.
And so it's at Bayview Church, so we do it there. But yes, I could do it somewhere else, but right now that's where we're doing it.
Okay. Again, it's called Surrendering the Secret, and the title of the Bible study lends a lot of discussion. It's really allowing women to speak out what they've kept hidden in their lives. What kind of benefits are this? I mean, outside of the fact that it's something scriptural, that they're being pointed to Jesus in this particular study, but what are some of the other points that they can take home with by attending this?
Well, the one thing I hear most women that have had abortions say is they don't feel like they can, they feel like God can forgive them, but they don't feel like they can forgive themselves. Mm. And so we try to walk through that and explain to them that when they say that they can't forgive themselves, it's like saying that what Jesus did on the cross isn't enough, and it is enough. And he does forgive you. And so that's something that women do struggle with. But it's a game changer when they actually can feel like they really can be forgiven. And so it changes their life, because then they can experience joy. A lot of these women have, you know, live with eating disorders or depression. And so this is just, it's very freeing for them to actually finally reach a point of forgiveness.
It's called Surrendering the Secret, a Bible study for women who are post-abortive. When is it taking place?
It is taking place March 31st from 10 to noon at Bayview Church in Traverse City. And it's an 8-week study, with the last class being on May 19th. So,
okay. And the way that someone can get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of me. My phone number is 231-633-9994. They can also call Bayview Church, and they can put them in contact with me. Their number is 947-3792, Or they can email me at molam@hotmail.com. That's more of him, less of me at hotmail.com.
Okay, Mary Jackowski, more of what you're going to be offering to these post-abortive women through the Surrendering the Secret post-abortive Bible study. Talk about some of the biblical precedents that are being set in regards to this study in our next segment. Stay tuned as you tune into Pete in the Morning on WLJN. You're in tune with WLJN's Pete in the Morning. Thanks for joining me. As in studio this morning is Mary Jackowski, and she is conducting the Surrendering the Secret post-abortive Bible study for women. And we're finding out a lot about this particular Bible study. Very important because, Mary, I think that you mentioned this before, but a lot of women carry around the burden of their abortion. And it manifests itself in so many negative ways, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. It does, Pete. One of the things we talk to women about in this Bible study is we go through different scriptures and stories in the Bible that they can relate to. One of the stories we always share is about Hagar. And Hagar was a maidservant who became pregnant. And she's at this point in the woods crying, and it's this beautiful piece of scripture where God sees her, and she even gives him the name of the God who sees her. And I think women feel like they're not seen when they're post-abortive, and we try to remind them that God does see them. He sees their hurt and their heartbreak, and he wants them to be healed and forgiven of that.
Mm. And I'm sure there are other examples that you pull out of Scripture to help encourage these women to put their trust in God in regards to this, don't you?
There is. There's a beautiful verse in Psalm 31, 7 through 8, and it reads, "I will be glad and rejoice in your love, for you saw my affliction and knew the anguish of my soul. You have not given me into the hands of the enemy, but have set my feet in a spacious place." And that's how God is. He could turn us over to the enemy, but he doesn't. He sets our feet in a spacious place. He wants what's best for us. He loves us. And these women are loved, whether they know it or not, they are.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Very unique Bible study for women who've had abortions. It's called Surrendering the Secret. And it's limited to maybe 8 or 10, or about 8 women, you say?
Yeah.
And so it's kind of an exclusive group. So if you are listening this morning and this is really hitting you hard, you probably should contact Mary to get on the list. So how do you do that, Mary?
They can call me at 231-633-9994 or email me at molam. It's M-O-H-L-O-M. at hotmail.com, or they can contact Bayview Church. And I don't want women to be afraid to sign up because it's also free. There are generous donors from Grand Traverse Area Right to Life that donate for every woman to go, so it doesn't cost them a thing.
All right. Again, what a wonderful opportunity for women who are carrying around the heavy burden of abortion in their life. And they're going to hear women testifying themselves, sharing their experience through this whole thing. So they're getting a relational aspect of this Bible study. They're also getting, most importantly, the Word of God to help them cope with this, to look to God and say, hey, I'm here, I'm hurting, and I need help. And so what a wonderful opportunity. Again, Mary Jackowski is going to continue to stay with me this morning during the Pete in the Morning show. And again, remember that more of our conversation coming up shortly here on WLJN. Back with Mary Jackowski, who is conducting the Surrendering the Secret Bible study for women who are post-abortive. A very select group of women, and I know that, Mary, you've worked with Grand Traverse Area Right to Life. You actually led that organization for a little while.
I did.
But you have been in connection with women for quite some time in regards to helping them through some of the things that they're dealing with regarding their abortion. And oftentimes, these are just very emotional, deep-rooted problems that manifest themselves in very awful ways. And sometimes these women don't even know why they're feeling the way they're feeling.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
You know, they're going around, they're depressed, they're maybe they're abusing themselves some way or another as
right.
a result of
sometimes
that.
Sometimes they just feel stuck and they yeah. don't know what it is that's bothering them. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when they go through this group, they realize that's yeah. what it was.
Isn't it sad to think that there's a, you know, our country, especially the administration, that is such a pro-abortion climate, has created a pro-abortion climate for the number of years, ever since Roe v. Wade came into existence and prior, there has just been this freedom to say it's okay to kill your baby.
Right.
And you know that goes against the natural bent of a woman, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And there's just, you know, they say statistically it's 1 in 4 women have had abortions that are in the childbearing years. And there's a strong number of those that are African American. Mm. And I think part of that is just the placement of Planned Parenthood's clinics in depressed areas where populations are higher of different races. And but I mean, just this year, just in 2020 in the world, there was over 9,600,000 abortions. So that's just 1 year in our world. And this has been going on for so long.
Yeah. And it would have to say that it's been going on prior to Roe v. Wade approval.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, and this has been a systemic for many, many years, mm-hmm. decades, and it's sad. It's so sad. But the fact is that help is here, and it's a very small group, but it's a group in which women are getting a lot of help. It's called Surrendering the Secret, and it's taking place at Bayview Wesleyan Church. When are they actually taking place? What are the dates?
It starts March 31st, so they need to sign up prior to that. So March 31st is our first week. It's an 8-week commitment, and it's from 10 a.m. to noon at Bayview Church. So they need to sign up before that so they can yeah. attend the whole 8 okay. weeks.
Yeah, March 31st it starts.
I know.
Ooh,
next
it's
week.
It's close. So anyway, the number to call or what are the contact information?
They can call me at 633-9994. They could even go to the Grand Traverse Area Right to Life webpage, which is gtartl.com, and click on other resources and go to post-abortive help. And there's a sign-up form there as well. Or contact Bayview Church at 947-3792.
Okay. Called Surrendering the Secret. And under 10 women, really. That's the
really?
Crowd. I mean, that's a very select group of women. And if you are suffering through these kind of symptoms of depression, of not understanding why you feel what you feel as a result of a past abortion, this may be an opportunity for you to get some help. Again, we're talking with Mary Jackowski. More of her as we conclude our conversation shortly. You're tuned into Pete in the Morning on WLJN. You're in tune with WLJN's Pete in the Morning Show. It's an opportunity for women that are suffering from an abortion in their life. It's called Surrendering the Secret. It's a Bible study that brings out truth from God's Word to help women in this specific way. Mary, how long have you been doing this Bible study here?
Since 2019.
Okay. And you've seen approximately how many women, you think?
I've only seen 9
okay.
women. So.
All right. So you're wanting to see about that many be a part of this group that's coming up here next week.
Well, we could do 8.
Okay.
But I can't do more than that.
Okay.
Just to keep it small and intimate and have time
right.
for everyone.
And it's at no cost to women, right?
That's right. Grand Traverse Area Right to Life has generous donors that donate all the money for all the materials to provide for these women. And so the books and everything is free.
Yeah, wow. Just recapping a little what we talked about, you know, there's a pervasive culture in America that says it's okay to have an abortion because they're telling women that it's not a baby. It's just a blob of tissue. which is such a lie. I mean, really. Mm-hmm. But as one that has had an abortion yourself, mm-hmm. the kind of emotional effect on a woman is just devastating.
It is devastating. And honestly, I mean, I can speak for myself, but I also can speak for a lot of women. It's something I thought in a million years I would never, ever do. That was not something I ever thought I would do. I always relate it to the story of Eve in the Garden of Eden, and Satan was tempting her. And for some reason, she reached for that forbidden fruit. And I never really could understand why until I found myself in my garden. And after years of sexual abuse and drugs and alcohol and a life of promiscuity, I found myself in that garden listening to all those lies that Satan would tell, that you can't take care of a baby, the baby's not healthy, what will your parents say? And before I knew it, I was reaching for that forbidden fruit called abortion. And the moment it was over, I regretted that choice.
Yeah.
And I felt like I didn't really have a choice. I felt pressured and pushed into it. But it's a regret that all of a sudden was part of my story that I had to live with. And going through the Surrendering the Secret Bible study helps you overcome that and to find forgiveness and freedom from that choice.
Wow. That is awesome. I mean, the fact that there is hope for someone hiding this terrible secret in their life, and I can't imagine the emotional and even psychological damage from carrying that around in all their life.
Right.
And so this is an opportunity. You say only about 8 women can go to this, and so there's an opportunity that's a very small window. Mm-hmm. So how can someone contact you?
They can contact me at 633-9994. They can go to the Grand Traverse Area Right to Life website, which is gtartl.com. Just click on other resources and click post abortive help, or they can call Bayview Church at 947-3792, and we would love to get you signed up for this class.
Mary, I am so thankful that you came on with me this morning. I know that there's going to be women who are going to benefit from this. They're going to be blessed from it. They're going to be seeing some freedom in their yeah. life, and it's all due to the fact that God is a forgiving God. He's
That's
a
right.
loving God. And these women are going to see that, and they're going to reap the benefits of being a part of this. Surrendering the Secret Bible Study for Women Who Are Post-Abortive. It's, again, taking place when?
March 31st from 10 a.m. to noon at Bayview Church.
What is it, a 10-week study?
Eight-week study.
And, again, one more time on the contact info.
231-633-9994. Or you can go to the Grand Traverse Area Right to Life website at gtartl.com. Click on other resources, post abortive help, or contact Bayview Church at 947-3792. And just remember, if abortion is part of your story, we would love to share this amazing ministry called Surrendering the Secret with you. And we'd love for you to come and be a part of it and find healing, hope, and freedom.
Oh, thank you, Mary. God bless you.
Thank you.
We are praying for success and that God will transform these women that attend. You're tuned into WLJN 89.9, 107.9 FM.